Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica, and we have Shay on the line, and we have Ashley on the line. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
How are we doing tonight?
Doing great.
Tonight. Oh, yeah. We love this technology because it can just bring us all together every Tuesday night, no matter where we are.
Shay's like woman on location.
I know. She's living her best life, and I'm jealous.
Out in the field, we have Shay.
We are coming to you live tonight. I'm at the KCNR station, 96.5 FM. 1460 a.m. And we have a number for you to call in tonight. We're going to be open for callers all night long, for the whole hour, because we are using some technology and we can take calls, lots of them. So give us a call and just chat with us. 415-903-7539. Again, that's 415-903-7539. Give us a call and join our discussion this evening.
The host will be with you eventually.
Yeah, the host will be with you eventually. So tonight, I mean, we have some breaking news today that we don't normally talk about national news, but we wanted to bring up the announcement of Kamala Harris's VP pick, Tim Walz. So, yay. I'm feeling happy about this nomination or her pick. How are you guys feeling?
So
super excited.
Go ahead, Shay.
No, that's all I had to say.
Oh. I figured Shay would be excited because I know that I didn't know much about him, so I had to, you know, do some research on him today, and I found out that he was a teacher before he was governor of Minnesota. And social studies teacher, which is great. Yep. He'll know the maybe about some history and things like that. And he was also a football coach. And also he was the advisor of one of the very first what's the group called? I say it wrong. GSA. Yeah. I always want to say GTA. That's what I get for having teenagers. Yep. the Gay Straight Alliance club at his school, which is just awesome. I think that that's a great dynamic to be a football coach and supportive of the LGBTQ students also. And then, of course, he's the governor of Minnesota, and he's only 60. Finally, we have, like, a healthy age range.
Only 60 when we're talking about our presidential nominations now?
At this point, we take what we can get.
Yeah.
You go to war with the army you have.
I also listened to him speak quite a bit today. I was listening to some interviews that he did, and he's just super direct and to the point, and he's funny, and I think they're really a great combination. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about how energized I'm seeing everybody else. It's like I normally say, I don't really pay attention to the main voices of the main players, but I look to the reactions in the audience, basically, to kind of get, you know, to read the room.
Yeah.
And I get a little bit more optimistic when I see other people starting to get energized by something. And I really do see an energy behind this thing starting to kind of, like, ramp up.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of into it.
For sure. And we saw the Harris campaign already far surpassed Trump's fundraising last month, and so yay about that.
Trounced it, you might say.
Trounced it, trumped it, we might say.
No, we don't say that.
Okay, trounced is better. We'll go with trounced. Oh, gosh. Anyways, I have another exciting announcement I guess we can make now. I am going to be, I guess, what do we call it? I filed for my candidacy for Shasta County Office of Education trustee, Area 2, which was accepted. So I'll be running for that trustee position in my area, which I'm excited about.
That's super awesome.
Yeah. Basically, I just want to support public education. What'd you say?
I said make board meetings boring again.
Oh, yeah. Make board meetings boring again. my slogan is strong leadership, strong schools.
Yep.
And my goal is just to support public education because I value public education. I hated seeing it tore apart this past year or two even. And I'm just ready to just kind of put my money where my mouth is and volunteer myself. So I hope everybody will support me.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. What else has been going on this week? Actually, let's just be honest. I thought there was a board meeting today. A county board meeting.
It seems to have been a little mixed up here. Yeah. Last meeting. It wasn't really very clear. I hope people didn't take time off of their jobs or their work or whatever they have going on to be at a meeting that they either may have may not figured out the cryptic message in which Kevin tried to convey that the meeting was changed to Thursday this week.
Mm-hmm. There's been an awful lot of cryptic things happening over there, hasn't there?
Yeah. It's been kind of a madhouse.
So when we made this
meeting, I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but it feels a little bit like he's trying to avoid something.
I know. It's weird.
Might be avoiding some tough questions.
Or, just the people in general.
So, I mean, at the last meeting, I was live there, and I really sat there. Oh, I had a message about Tim Walz that is saying 12 years in Congress working across the aisle. I forgot about that part. Yes, I did. Thank you to the person that sent me that message. But at the last Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting last week, I was there and I sat there in the front, almost front row, and I was really trying to understand what Kevin was talking about. I couldn't figure it out. To me, I think if I made a really big mistake, like maybe you have a tantrum. We've all done this. I mean, I do this a lot because I don't totally have control over my emotions all the time. And I might do or say something. I might do or say something that was just wrong. Right. And
I never witnessed it.
Yeah. No. Oh, thanks, Shay. You're a good friend. Yeah. And I know it's wrong, and the first thing I want to do is correct that mistake. I immediately want to go back and say, hey, actually, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done this. And this is really what's going to happen. And let's like make it right. But that's not what was happening. It was like he was doubling down. Like on everything. So let's talk about let's go back to the whole media room situation. The very first, I don't know if it was a press release or statement was that they were going to, do we have that in front of us? Anybody by chance?
The Board of Supervisors statement?
The statement. Yeah. The original one.
Give me 2 seconds. I can probably find it.
And I'll paraphrase while you find it, and then we can correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure the first one said that they were going to request that all media report from this media room. And that if media chose not to, that they were going to be considered part of the audience. And if the, if the audience was asked to leave because of a distraction or disturbance in the chambers, that the media would be subject to that removal as well. And immediately, of course the media was up in arms about that because they have the right to be there. They not only the right, but the duty to report what happens in public spaces. And one of those duties is especially when police officers are involved, because also police officers are public officials, and they need to be held accountable too.
So,
that was the first statement. And is that what it says in what you looked up?
Oh, I'm so, man, I'm
trying to find stuff. We actually have a break already for some weird reason. Yeah. I feel like that went by way too fast. So we're going to go to break real quick, and when we come back, Ashley will have that for us.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome Reading Police Department and find out the latest on what's happening with fighting crime in Reading and the surrounding area. This and much more Wednesday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We're live at KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM in downtown Reading. And we have a phone number for you to call if you want to call in and chat with us. We're going to be having the phone lines open all evening. And
we even have a call. We want to take a call real quick?
Oh, sure, but let me tell the number real quick. 415-903-7539. And also before we take the call, I just wanted to say thank you one more time for our 48 sponsors that sponsored and paid for our entire show for 6 months. we are so grateful for those people to join us and, you know, partner with us in being able to bring a different, more balanced approach to radio in Shasta County. So thank you, guys. Or you know who you are. Yeah, so let's take the caller.
All right. Hello, caller. You've reached Shasta Unmasked. How can we help you?
Hello there. It's Benjamin. I was actually on the show last week.
What's going on, man?
Hey. So, yeah, I've been sort of following the whole media fiasco thing, and it was funny to me is that it is pretty much a response to a person sitting quietly.
Right.
So, which I find to be kind of ridiculous. I actually did do some research on some precedent cases that around the country. There's actually a handful of them. And generally, sitting silently is actually protected by the First Amendment. So counties kind of putting themselves in hot water, I think, by, you know, trying to create policies to, and even, you know, carrying people out. Like, I think there may be a case for the ACLU or something.
I think absolutely. I think you're right. And I think that's why there's been this spin on everything that was never the intent, and spin. It was the sheriff. Wait, no, it wasn't the sheriff, because the sheriff said,
yeah.
Heck no, it wasn't me who said that.
And that's a big issue I have with Kevin Cry is that, you know, we all make mistakes. We all, you know, can rush to judgment or create policies that maybe aren't the best. Or, you know, in the moment, but he just does not have the ability to say, you know what, I overstepped my boundaries, this is not a good idea, how about we go back to the way it was before, and we just try to, like, meet in the middle somewhere.
But he should,
he doesn't talk like that.
Like, he really should take that advice.
And you know it's him.
Yeah, he should take that advice, and it's a skill that you need to have to be able to be humble, right, and say,
yeah, I was wrong.
But it really is an admirable skill. I mean, people want to see that someone's able to apologize and say that they're wrong. It's a very important skill in leadership. Yeah. And you're running around trying to own companies and being, you know, you want to be successful. You need to learn that skill. It would only be helpful.
Yeah, and I don't think this board has that skill. I mean, like, the board majority, anyways.
No, well, they don't.
Because the entire protest, the quiet, silent protest that my wife participated in, was really just to get, after years and years of just being mistreated and spoken to badly, you know, directly and to the audience in general, you know, people that don't ideologically agree with him, just to have Patrick Jones apologize, basically,
right,
to state, actually, I may have misrepresented your husband. I still have the ability to vote against him, and that's my prerogative. I have nothing against his ability to do that as an elected official. But he was voted out by over 60% of his constituents. So it to me, it's a little strange that he's still getting to, you know, in this lame duck period, get to make major decisions up until the end of his time. But really, we just wanted him to acknowledge. And he went on a radio the other day and stated, you know what, I would not apologize. And he wants a fine to be levied against my wife for what likely was a violation of her civil rights.
Yeah. Well, and all this at the same time where Kevin's trying to strip Tim Garman basically of his entire last year as a supervisor doing anything.
Yeah. I wish I could say I was surprised by the hypocrisy, but I'm not. We see this everywhere these days.
But we still have to push back on it.
We do. Yeah, definitely. And that's what Jenny was doing by peacefully sitting there. What was that, Shay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so proud of her.
Oh, yeah.
I was just asking Ashley if she had that clip of what Kevin actually said.
Oh, yeah.
There's still a recording of it.
Yeah, we do have
people
the clip.
People who were not there have not, you know, seen what was said. I think it's best to listen to it come out of his own mouth, because I was even shocked. I had read about it already, but when I went back and watched the Board of Supervisors meeting, I was shocked at what came out of his mouth. I really was.
Yeah, you want me to go ahead and play that?
Yeah,
that's saying something.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Yeah, let me go ahead and play that clip real quick.
The county council, I assume. You know, the first I heard of this change of having the media go into the media room was when it came out in the press. I was not part of the decision. Who makes that decision? What does that process look like?
Sheriff.
Poor Mary.
County Council, go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious.
Well, no, I mean, we're in the middle of public comment, but Sheriff made that decision.
Oh, pause.
We don't.
Yes.
Sheriff made that decision.
Mm-mm.
Which was a flat lie. Sheriff didn't make that decision.
I had nothing to do with that decision.
No. And then Sheriff comes out and says, no, I didn't.
Because he thinks that the sheriff's just going to be like, oh, I need to take this cue and just roll with it.
Right.
Like, that's his job.
That is another thing. I'm like, dude, come on.
Wait, did you guys read the press release that they did a day later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The press release where they're like, due to misreporting in the media,
right.
we're rescinding. And I'm like,
yes.
What do you mean due to mis? So, you, because you all are wrong, I'm gonna remove your ability to go into this room. And they didn't clarify whether or not they were gonna kick people out of the meeting still.
Right. Well, and then actually,
that's what I've been saying all along about Kevin. He's gaslighter like phenom. He knows how to gaslight like no other. He's around and he makes himself the victim in every situation.
But the strange part is that he really believes
so mean to me by reporting on the things I say and do.
He thinks people are going to believe it and just go with it. Like, come on. Don't you know us by now? We don't believe your shenanigans.
I think that he thought the sheriff would be loyal to him and just kind of look away and be like, bro, knuckle.
But the sheriff doesn't, the legal, and they shouldn't, the legal arms of the government, the sheriff and the DA, they don't act politically. That's not their job.
Right.
This game that the board is playing is like totally beneath them. They're like, no, we're dealing with the public safety. We're dealing with, real things. Like, seriously, they called 5 sheriffs out there during a fire emergency.
Yeah, right.
So it was silly.
Yeah. The sheriff flat out said, I'm not going to be a pawn in these political games. This is ridiculous.
And it's not the first time that he's had to say that either.
No.
There's been other instances
where... And how
where
embarrassing.
Yeah.
If you were Kevin,
back,
wouldn't you be embarrassed? Like, I don't understand. But anyways, let's keep listening.
All right. Hey, Ben, we're gonna keep on going with this. Thanks for calling in, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Talk to you guys later.
Have a good one. All right, let me play there. There's not much left. Not much of this clip left, so I'll back it up a little bit.
Sheriff wrote that policy.
We don't need any.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't need any.
That was where it cut off.
Whoa.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
feels like beating a dead horse sometimes, where you're just like. Listen, we know we said this last week, and we know we said this the week before, and we were like, it can't get any worse, and I know that we shouldn't be used to this, but it's still going on.
It keeps getting worse.
Mm-hmm. It keeps getting worse. You keep finding new ways to be ridiculous.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So then after, I was going to say, then I saw another version of that statement that said, at the very end of it, that the media was not going to be removed if the boardroom was cleared. But then I got feedback that maybe that statement, maybe the person that had shared that statement added that paragraph, but who knows? I mean, basically the media is not going to do it anyways. So too bad. So sad.
It wouldn't have mattered. They could have said the media has to stand in the atrium on their heads with speakers attached to their feet. It could have been like, no, no. They're going to do what they're going to do because the media is protected as well.
Yeah.
They should be because they're there to report and to record and to be the eyes and the ears for the rest of the people who aren't or can't.
Yeah.
And putting restrictions on them is a no-go from the jump. It's just no.
So we have to take a break again.
Call them on it.
Yeah. We have to take a break. And when we come back,
right.
We'll talk some more about this and we'll give out the number again so you guys can call in and have a chat with us. We'll be right back.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome Reading Police Department and find out the latest on what's happening with fighting crime in Reading and the surrounding area. This and much more Wednesday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica. We're live at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM in downtown Reading. And I have Ashley with me. Shay departed.
Shay did depart.
So I just wanted to talk a little bit about candidate filing coming up in school boards.
Okay.
So there are a bunch of school board openings available, and the deadline for candidate filing is August 9th, which is in only 3 days, so it's not too late. The process is actually very simple. on the Shasta County Elections website, there is an application where you just fill out a very brief, like, 5 or 6 boxes that will help them determine if you're qualified, which is very simple to do. And that's all you have to do to apply. If you want to write a candidate statement, you have to find out what the filing fee is for that. There are different prices depending on the position. But I did look at the confirmed candidates, and there are still quite a few positions that need trustees, and other positions too, like the Gateway Water Board was open. There's only one applicant there, and there's 3 positions open. Things like that. So if you haven't already considered to run for office, serve your community in that way, please do, because, you know, you're needed more than ever now.
Kidding.
Yeah. So what else?
I don't know. I'm super glad my audio sounds better.
It does. It sounds really good, actually. I know. And I like the fact that we can have lots of callers if we want to on your number. The only worry I have is about the 415 number that, you know, because
it is.
You know, people have to remember an extra 3 digits. It could be complicated for some.
It's 415-903-PLEX, if that makes it any easier.
Oh, yeah. So I did want to give some more thank yous while we're on the air. I want to give, we want to say thank you to Donnie Chamberlain from A News Cafe, because Donnie is just an amazing human. She is one of the other progressive news outlets in this community of conservatism, and we appreciate her and her bravery, and I specifically appreciate her just willingness to answer questions and talk to me and just be an advocate for our community and for people that don't have voices that are heard here often. So thank you, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Also, Ecoplex Media for all – Ecoplex? Is that how I say it?
Ecoplex
Media, for all of their help with our podcast and getting that up every week for us, mentoring me on learning things like Discord and and how to make what's the right words? The, you know, our sweatshirts and stuff. We have some hoodies available.
Oh, some swag. Some swag.
Our swag. It's not a bad word, so don't freak out, producer. It's F extremists.
You know what swag is short for?
What?
Stuff we all get.
Oh, no, I was going to say that what the sweatshirt says. It says F extremist.
Oh, yeah. It's just F.
Just F. And let's see. What else?
Thank you for everybody who's tuning in and everybody who shares. You could do us a great favor, our wonderful audience? Please share an episode of our show around.
Yeah.
Whichever one you like. Go to any podcatcher, whichever podcatcher you listen to, or the wonderful updated graphic design is my passion, Casey, on our website, and grab a downloaded episode and share it to somebody. And, you know, we don't have a whole big old media budget, but we do have you. And word of mouth is one of the best ways to get the word out about.
And we sure do have some dedicated volunteers. That's for sure.
Yes, we do.
And also, I guess we can share. There is an exciting thing. We don't like to brag too much, but we do. Our Facebook page has nearly 1,600 followers. We're surpassed every other podcast and radio show in this town. So,
yep.
Thank you.
That we pretend to do anyway.
Yes, and. We're proud of that, and we're happy. I mean, it means that we're speaking to people, they're paying attention, they're following us, that the things that we have to say are important to people, and I think that's something that can't just be looked over, you know?
Right.
And I'm bringing up our...
You have to say are important to us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm bringing up our performance evaluation, so I can talk about that a little bit. But we have, in the last 90 days, where'd it go? Oh. So in the last 90 days, we have increased our reach of by 1,000%. That's
holy
crazy.
Moly.
And our followers by 500%. Our 3-second videos by 4,000%.
Holy moly.
We've reached nearly 50,000 people. And, yeah, we've had a whole lot of minutes, 20,000 minutes viewed of our reels. That's a lot.
That's not bad for a show that, you know, started off May 7th?
Yeah.
So it's been exactly 3 months.
Yeah. Well, and this was a little fledgling project for us to do to, you know, be able to get out and talk about things we wanted to, because we were tired of, getting cut off after 3 minutes of the board meeting and not being heard. And
yeah, that's less so representation.
This is what happens when you don't let people feel heard.
Mm-hmm.
We create our own platforms.
and that's my biggest argument about trying to peel things away from Facebook. I know Facebook is comfortable and familiar, and it's like a stinky warm blanket that you can't really throw away.
Right.
But, you know, learning new types of social media and more, what's the word I'm looking for? Interactive types of social media,
right,
is super fun. And especially when we get that Twitch channel rolling and we start getting a little bit more interactive with our audience and stuff, it's very sticky and it's very fun and it'll be a great time. And I can't wait to get working on that.
Yeah.
We all
me too. Me too. It'll be fun. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about next week. I'm trying to find the information, but we have a cool show next week. It's going to be different. We're going to have a guest on our show next week. His name is David Ficini. And David is a director, producer. He lives in Oakland, and he traveled the country and produced a short film about different communities in our country and the way people interact with each other and what he witnessed and the psychology behind it and what he thinks we need to do to move forward. And so he's going to be the guest on our show. We're hopefully going to get to hear the trailer of it. Oh, Reading was one of those cities, by the way. And so hopefully we're going to get to hear the trailer and talk with him about some really interesting stuff. So we have that coming up next week. We also have a show coming up this month. I think it'll be this month. Maybe not the next week, but a couple weeks after, about the fentanyl crisis here in our county. And
great.
We're going to talk about, we're going to have a guest with us that's a mother of a son that was killed from a fentanyl overdose. I will share my story of my brother who died of a fentanyl overdose just a few years ago. He's 23 years old. And we'll talk about a couple other cases of fentanyl overdoses and how fentanyl does not discriminate, and hopefully shed some light on that in our community. And then what else do we have plans for? We're going to continue watching the Board of Supervisors, of course, and
Soups.
Do you want to talk? Are you going to continue to do your Twitch?
So now that I have like a regular 9-to-5 job, I can't do the Monday, Tuesday shows that I used to do in the mornings, which I really miss because I love being able to cover that live.
Right.
But when the Board of Supervisors meeting is over, generally on Tuesday nights, if we can get a hold of the video right away,
mm-hmm.
which means that either I recorded it or somebody else recorded it. Then we do that on the Echoplex Twitch channel, and we'll do that for the public comment section of Down Ballot. So it's around 9 o'clock at twitch.tv/Echoplex Media,
right.
Where I am warmly and wonderfully known as the Media Wench.
Yes, and we love those fun Twitch
streams? It's super fun. We have a lot of locals that come in. We've met a lot of locals through there, and I have become friends with them IRL. There's also people who have that I've been fans of watching them speak at Board of Supervisors meetings for the last 3 years or 4 years that I have become friends with in real life that, you know, pop in and hang out. And I've been actually subs for the channel for a very long time that I didn't realize. Like,
oh, wow.
You've been a member over here for a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't, seriously, I can't even express to you how much I can't wait to get that started with Shasta Unmasked, because we can do different days of the week and I don't conflict with the Ecoplex schedule. And that will be fun.
And be able to talk to about more topics, because it does. It feels like there's so much. So
well,
I'd
can
love
have
to be able to just jump on a...
interviews.
Yeah.
Except interviews with guests where we don't have to worry about them swearing. And
yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. So we have to take a break again. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Mary Rickert and how amazing she is. And
yes.
Why we need to vote for her in November. So we'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome Reading Police Department and find out the latest on what's happening with fighting crime in Reading and the surrounding area. This and much more Wednesday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back Shasta Unmasked, KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. We are live from the KCNR radio station downtown Reading, and Ashley is remote in.
I am.
Yeah, so when we came back, I wanted to talk about Mary Rickert, Shasta County Supervisor, Area 3, my supervisor, who I absolutely adore. She's running again for her seat, and we need to vote for Mary.
Everybody needs to vote for Mary.
She's the only hope. How does that Star Wars? It just reminded me of Star Wars.
Obi-Wan,
you are my only hope. But seriously, Corky Harmon is the one that's running against her. Corky, in my opinion, is just another one of the Patrick Kevin Guild. And we're going to see continued chaos if he gets on the board, because they will continue with the same majority of chaos and bad decisions.
Right.
Our only hope is if Mary keeps her seat, and then it will be a fresh new majority. We will have who? Alan Long, Matt Plummer, and Mary Rickert. And then we'll still have Kevin and who?
Chris Kallstrom,
yeah, but they'll be the minority at that point.
I did my normal two breakfasts.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up Mary Rickert, because I also have something to say about this, because one of my favorite things about the Board of Supervisors meetings is the board reports, right? I'm so glad we get those in the beginning now, yeah. Because sometimes they were nestled into the middle of the meeting and it was hard to catch them.
Right.
But they're super funny right now, because Mary goes on like a half an hour diatribe of all the meetings she attended, all the certificates she gave out, all of the personal meetings that she took with constituents in her area, things that are affected the entire county, things that she's gone and done, you know, all kinds of stuff that she supported. And then everybody else is like, I attended this breakfast. I went to this luncheon.
Yeah.
5-7 minutes of stuff that doesn't really have anything to do with anybody personally, really,
anything
honestly.
Important.
And that also kind of goes into something else that I wanted to talk about that I think Mary has tried to bring up or have an opinion on several times but has been cut off, is about this whole tourism thing that they're really trying to push in these last couple of meetings.
Well, I mean, it's obvious what's happening. Basically, they opened up an RFP for somebody to come in and give, you know, estimates for, I read the RFP and it was $250,000, $500,000 or $1 million for marketing for tourism. But you know, we already know who they're going to pick. They're going to pick the, Shasta County, the Buzz guy and the other guy who run the chamber, the Shasta County Chamber. And it's like, this is just a for show again, because, you know, they've been gallivanting these people all over the county trying to get support for their group, brought up. And one of the things is, did you know that county, what's it called? The county, Shasta County Chamber is not a nonprofit.
What?
Yeah, it's not a nonprofit. It's for profit.
That's
I was completely dumbfounded by that. I don't know why I was dumbfounded by that, but I was. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That county board of supervisors and our CEO were off, like, traipsing around the county supporting it for a business, which I don't think is okay, right?
No, I don't. And I often think that maybe some people who get in these positions don't understand what they're getting into and just kind of don't know the job. So whenever they're doing something wrong, they have absolutely no idea.
I guess. But, yeah, I'm all for increasing revenue in our county, whatever.
Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, they do a whole lot to impede the wants and desires of anybody to come to the
right.
area.
Yeah, yep. They do. Yeah, they do.
They can't keep people, they can't culture, you know, they can't create a culture that is even kind enough to the employees that they need to sustain regular business that's going on in the area.
Right.
Those people are leaving.
We definitely shouldn't be
focused on...
You
talk about
on...
people leaving from California in droves. It's all from Shasta County.
Right. And we shouldn't be focusing on marketing for agro-tourism when we can't keep our county functioning at a basic business level.
Exactly.
We should probably focus on that first before we waste all that money. That's my opinion. And agro-tourism, I mean... I know it's a thing, and it's popping up all over the place. And I do, like Haas Farms, for example. I'm very supportive of Haas. I sat down and had like a two-hour conversation with Mr. Haas over there at one point, and he just shared his story, his family history about their farm and generations of how it was started and how he wishes he could just sit on a tractor and be a farmer. But he can't because it doesn't bring in money anymore.
Right.
And he's just trying to figure out how to keep his business alive and continue this legacy for his family. And the way he's been able to do that is through agritourism, which is like the pumpkin patch and the haunted house during the thing, the sunflower fields, the wedding locations and things like that. But I mean, honestly, I don't see a lot of farmers in Shasta County having that kind of mindset. He has a very progressive mindset, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it would be worth spending $1 million on when we could use a jail.
That's like $93 million, and there's only like 10 in the piggy bank for that.
Yeah.
And they can't, like... They keep putting these ideas of, oh, we're going to put a tax on the thing, but none of us support it. So that's putting a real good, solid message out there for people. That's right, Ben.
Oh,
that's what we need to do.
That was smart. Yeah, that was smart. Thank you for that tip, producer. No, it's okay. We appreciate it. Jump on in. But I think that, you know why we keep saying no to the tax?
Because it'll never get spent
three
on
guesses.
What it's supposed to be spent on.
Yeah, we don't trust our elected officials.
Yeah.
We haven't trusted our elected officials for years because this has been, how many times have they tried this tax and our citizens are like, hell no. Or heck no. Sorry. Okay. and it's because of trust. So let's focus on that first. Why don't we try and get some elected officials that we actually trust in there?
Right.
Like Mary. So let's get back to Mary.
Yes.
From what I have witnessed from Mary as a work ethic like nobody I have ever met in my entire life, Mary runs circles around everyone. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone work as hard as she works. And the amount of crazy work, it even is exasperated because of her location, right? She lives in, where does she live? Fall River? And she has a house here or a farm here or a couple ranches and businesses mm-hmm. and just all of this stuff. So it's crazy. And Mary definitely... only has a heart for this community. She has no other ulterior motive. She has no business she's trying to gather money for. She has no people she's trying to impress. She does not want a future in politics. So she's for the people. I mean, she's really for all of the people. And
we need 4 more years of Mary,
yeah.
and then she needs to be able to retire in wealth
yeah,
and beauty.
Yeah, I know. I wish she didn't have to run right now, but she does, and she is. And so we need to vote for Mary Rickert for Area District 3, Shasta County
yeah.
Supervisor. So we have 30 seconds left, so let's say our goodbyes. We appreciate you all for listening in tonight. even though we had kind of a bumpy start. But check back in next Tuesday. We will be back on the air Tuesday from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, and you all have a good night.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.